Arizona News Radio. It's still unclear when or if Arizona Senator John McCain will return to work after being hospitalized yesterday. His office releasing a statement saying he was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington for treatment of normal side effects of his cancer therapy. Phoenix City Council approving a $100,000 settlement after cops pulled over a suspect last year and forced him to eat marijuana to avoid arrest. The Reverend Jared Maupin says the monetary package also comes with a written apology to Edgar Castro for the way police treated him.
Well, the $100,000 is really symbolic, and I think Mr. Castro has said, as I have said, that it's only part of the justice equation.
One officer was demoted, the other four resigned. It turned out to be a hoax, but a bomb threat forced the evacuation of El Mirage Elementary School for 2 hours yesterday.
Out of an abundance of caution, we want to make sure that we go through and we check everything to ensure that there is no validity to the threat.
John Gilliland, Arizona News.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for this Thursday morning, we'll see sunny skies today with a high near 74. Clear skies tonight and a low around 48. Sunny and clear again tomorrow, 72 for the high and 50 for the low. That's been a look at your weather. I'm Lonnie King from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
And currently in Midtown, we're at 60 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes. Your weather breaks coming up. It's the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
At Amazon, we've got millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday. For kids of all ages, from the classics to new ideas to the must-have hits. So, whether you're buying for creative kids, competitive kids, or, well, grown-up kids, visit Amazon for all the toys and games you need and give a little love this holiday. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25, only at Amazon.
Give a little bit of my love to you.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Now every Thursday morning at 11 right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this holiday buying season Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line always on 480-451-3318. And our email, Elton Brothers, one word, at Cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus why buying over the holidays may bring some big holiday cheer. Then in our loan segment, guess what? The new loan limits are here. That means more buying power. Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour,
tips on getting your home ready to sell. And down the stretch, a special corporate relo deals of the week. Some listings, investor wants, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
You know, speaking of the holidays, you got your home on the market. You got all these Christmas decorations up. You got presents laying around. You got things going on, lights. You know, you got to be careful that people don't trip over wires. It happened the other day, about 2 weeks ago, where one of my neighbors put up some lights, but they have extension cord. Their house is for sale.
Right.
They're about four houses down. They have extension cords all over the place, and somebody tripped and fell.
Mm.
Liability.
Was that a family member or somebody showing the house?
Somebody showing the house.
Ouch.
Somebody showing the house fell because of extension cords, because of overzealous Christmas decorations. But they can't be good because, you know, you got the apple cider, you got the good smells in the air, you got the Christmas tree, the pine. I mean, it's all good. You got the fire going. 'Tis the season to have your house decorated, and it helps. It helps showing it.
Plus, you're in Phoenix, so you don't have to deal with 3 feet of snow.
Can you imagine?
On the front walkway.
Can you imagine trying to show your house in Buffalo?
Did you see that game last week?
Unbelievable.
That reminded me of when we were kids. That's yes. How we used to play.
What about that football game?
Backyard football game.
Go bumper hitching.
The football game at Fort Lewis College.
Oh, that is an all-time classic.
I went up to school in Fort Lewis, and it was a blizzard. And we had a 4-on-4.
This is in Colorado.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of Fort Lewis.
I know you do, but maybe some people.
Oh, my God. That was the funnest. It's still ingrained in your mind. You know those moments in life that are just ingrained in your mind? That football game was ingrained in my mind.
Durango. Getting some snow.
We were the only ones out. Blizzard. 9 o'clock at night playing this 4-on-4 football game.
It's awesome. There's nothing like it.
That was back when Rick was in medical school. Not too many people know that.
Pre-med. And then I ended up...
which is why he's selling real estate now.
Yes.
What else?
He's the doctor.
I went from Fort Lewis College 2 years to then UNLV. How about that?
Things changed.
Medical student to hotel management student to selling real estate. I don't know. Somehow it all helped, and somehow I'm supposed to be...
Long and winding.
I was just going to sing the Hollies, but you got the Beatles. So.
I'm just saying, I ended up where I'm supposed to be because I love selling real estate.
That's right.
Guys and are good at it, too.
Good at it. We've been doing it for a long time now. How about this? How about interest rates are starting to kind of do their thing? Next year... I sent you an article. Did you see that article yesterday?
I missed it. See, I was getting ready for the show.
There's an article that yesterday, Janet Yellen raised the Fed's fund rate from 1.25 to 1.5. And they're going to do it another 2-3 times again next year is what the forecast is, because the economy is kind of getting overheated. So they got to cool it. They got to raise rates a little bit. So what does that do to mortgage rates? Everybody's like, mortgage rates, bah! They're raising rates. So that means right now it went from 4.5 to 5? No, that's not what it means. Eventually what happens is the Fed's fund rate will then trickle down. It's a trickle down effect to mortgage rates.
But it's interesting. Go back a year. Okay, they've raised about 3 or 4 times, about a point. Interest rates have not really moved that much.
They kind of spike a little bit.
They move around, they go up, they go down. But I'm just saying. Like, if you look back at our holiday prediction show from last year, I believe one of the things we thought would happen this year would be rates would be, you know, higher.
But keep in mind,
measurably higher.
The Fed's fund rate was zero.
No, I'm just saying. I think it was at 3. Or no, it was at 0, right?
It was at 0.
And it was a quarter. So it was a half. Now what is it? Like 1.5, right?
It's 1.5. So it's a point.
So it's still commensurate. It's a commensurate thing. In other words, last year, okay, close to zero or a quarter point when we were talking about this. Now it's 1.25, and still rates are at 4. I mean, they haven't really done anything.
But I think the party's soon to kind of be over where I do believe that rates are going to start trickling upward. It only makes more sense for that to happen.
It does make sense.
So what does that do to the average consumer that's looking out to buy or purchase a house? I'm looking for some clients of mine now right in this $200,000 range.
and his payment is right at that $1,350 to $1,400, right in there, and it's at the top range of where he wants to be. Guess what? One more eighth of a click up.
Yeah, he's down to that one.
Now he's looking at 165 to 185, right, price range. Right now he could look at that 175 to 200, but one more click up and he's down. He clicks down, and this is a perfect house for him. But he can't get into this payment thing. He really wants to buy. He's a millennial, and he's a great guy, great job. Wants to get out of his parents' basement, and now's the time. But I sent him this article just to kind of give him an idea as to what rates are going to do. Now, a lot of times, like buyers and sellers, they don't listen to their parents.
Right.
Kids don't listen to their parents. They need like a third party to tell them.
Neutral, non-biased.
A neutral, non-biased, a neighbor, a friend, a parent's friend, a psychologist.
Basically anybody but the parent.
Right. So I try to get like lenders to talk to people and just say, listen, I think that, yes, if you're going to buy, rates are kind of creeping up a little bit. Now may be a good time to get down on that place, that price range that you want, because real quickly, you may not be able to do that.
If you look at the other side of that, the odds of rates going lower, I'd say, what's going to happen first, higher or lower? You would think. We've been wrong on this. Well,
for years.
Actually, rates have just really been pretty steady.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Fed's fund rate was at zero. There was zero, zero, zero. Now we are getting to a point where I can't imagine that rates will fall, because the economy is chugging along.
Right.
You got economic data coming out where employment is at its lowest historic. You got people making lots of money in the stock market. So as the stock market rises, rates will rise.
The economy gets stronger.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So if you're waiting for that eighth to lock in, you might be waiting a while. We got a minute, Rick. I just wanted to start this. I don't think we're going to finish it, but some smart reasons to look at purchasing during the holidays. And, the number one reason, like you mentioned in the break before we started, less competition.
That's a big thing. Less competition. Everybody's like, yeah, let's take our house off the market for the holidays and put it back on in January. If you're thinking about putting your house back on your house on the market in January, guess who else is thinking about doing that? A huge percentage of
everybody
people.
Everybody else.
So put it on the market now, a couple weeks before Christmas. People only, they got to get out. They got to look, and it's fun to get out and look.
Especially in this town, because how many winter visitors do we have thinking about second homes in this town? Very important to think about. If you're going to do that, when we come back, the new loan limits are here. That means more buying power. Deanne has all the details next. The Real Estate Show. Stay with us.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Business owners, executives, and managers who are interested in local companies and the Phoenix economy, don't miss this opportunity. Get In Business Magazine. We are the relevant voice for business leaders in our community. In Business Magazine sponsors the most informative events. The speakers are the top minds in the valley. For the best business resource with stories on marketing, finance, networking, and more, you need In Business Magazine. For events, subscription, or advertising info, go to inbusinessmag.com. inbusinessmag.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Home, boy. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318 right now. If you have a financing question, or a refinancing question. Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
demonetized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Deanne. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You getting all your Christmas shopping done?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you're just clicking away on Amazon Prime, huh?
No, I don't do online shopping. I actually...
You get out.
...the stores.
Yeah, you get out. You do it. You drive. Yep. You find a parking space, and you do it. You get out there.
You fight the battle of the elements here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Battle of the elements, yes. There's sunny, no cloud in the sky, 75 degrees.
I was going to say, although I'll tell you... I haven't had a lot of time. I was listening to the earlier part of the show, and a lot of people are out there looking for homes and putting in applications. I don't know what it is. Kind of an unusual year.
Yeah. Oh, it's been that way all year. Extremely busy. I think people are now trying to figure out, you know, their taxable events, and they're getting a good perspective on this on taxes, right? As far as what the new tax plan is going to be. They're doing better in the stock market. They're getting tired of renting because rents are so high. I cannot believe how high rents are right now. And if you even consider signing a year lease, why not just buy something? If you get transferred or you can't live in it anymore, rent it out. But anyway, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Here's where a little bit of confusion comes in, I think, when people are obtaining financing. When they hear, like, us talk about rates, or they see rates on TV. Like, let's just say, for instance, 3 7/8 FHA loan, right? Or 4% conventional. If you put 20% down, that's going to give you your best rate. If you put 10% down, it's not going to give you your best rate. If you put 5% down, it's going to be even a little bit less, a higher interest rate, correct?
Actually, that's turned around, and I'll tell you why. Because conventional, because all the money can be gifted and they've loosened up on certain things. Believe it or not, you actually get, everything is what they call risk-based pricing now. So the higher your score, the better the rate. However, if you have any mortgage insurance on there at all, you'll actually get a little bit better on the rate because they consider it less risk.
So a 5% down conventional rate is the same as 20% down if you have the same credit score.
It could actually be a little bit better because you have that mortgage insurance attached, which is a total switch from the way it used to be.
Yeah. And how long has that been switched up like that? I always thought that the lower the down payment, the higher the rate because the higher the risk. But
it used to be. But no, because of the mortgage insurance, because the investors got killed. Mm-hmm. Now, if they have that advantage of the mortgage insurance protection, even if they put 15% down, yeah, and it's not substantial, but it is a little bit better on the rate with the same credit score.
Great.
And I would say that's been probably for the last couple of years.
Wow.
That they finally realized more protection is less risk for them.
And now we got 3% down conventional financing, right?
Right.
How about that?
There you go. That's why you got to talk to a pro. find out everything that's going on. And the big thing that crossed the wires over the last week or so is they changed the limits on FHA conventional loan limits, Deanne. So I wanted to go. I mean, this is going to affect so many people who are out there. Maybe we can run through the changes. Maybe we can start with FHA because I know the loan limits used to be, what was it, 280?
Used to be, no, you're thinking sales price.
Yeah, 271, 271.500. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 271.050. And effective January 1st, it's going up to 294.515. So what that means for a buyer that wants to put the minimum 3.5% down, that the old sales price was right around 280, and you could go maybe a little bit of change over the 280 to get you to the maximum loan amount. Well, now you can actually go to a sales price of 305,196 to hit the max mortgage amount. So a lot more in buying power because, you know, sometimes once you get over that $300,000, even if it's 302, 299, what have you, a lot of people that were going to that price point and they had to go FHA because maybe they had a foreclosure 4 years ago, maybe they had a bankruptcy a couple years ago, you know, so they had to go to FHA, were having to come in with the difference in cash.
Just think about all the, you know, perhaps the better lot, the more upgraded house, the better school district, you know, all these different factors that go in to purchasing a house. Now you can search up to 305,196.
Right.
Still the 3.5% down, still can be gifted. We can try to get the seller to pay costs, but that is going to be huge news. Now, and I know conventionally they raised the limits as well.
Yes.
We were at 424, I believe.
We were at 424.1, and now we're at 453.1.
Wow.
So if you have 20% down to get to the maximum, you can go to $566,375.
$566,375, 20% down, and you are in conforming financing versus going jumbo, right?
Absolutely. Because jumbo, the problem with jumbo is some of the investors, because they hold their loans, they actually don't, they have more overlays, if you will. So sometimes it can be a little more difficult to qualify for a jumbo loan versus, you know, following Fannie or Freddie's guidelines.
Right. And I guess this would apply to investors as well.
Yes.
Regardless, it's still a conforming loan at 453,100.
Right. And I would imagine that VA will follow suit because they usually go right up to the conforming loan limit.
See, to me, something like this is just going to push, especially in these price points, it's just going to push, it's going to drive our market that much stronger because people are getting better financing, better leverage, and it's going to help their payments, their affordability, better house, so many more choices available to people.
Absolutely.
So take advantage of it. If you have a question about qualifying for the new guidelines, Deanne's direct line at Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. 602-606-6728. That's just terrific news. I know we've been kind of hoping for that because our market, our median home price here has been rising, but we haven't had that really the benefit that some of the other places have had.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and here's the deal. Just to give you an idea, so the rate's the same. So the FHA rate today is 3.875. Okay, you've got an APR of about 5.073 on that. However, I raised, because at 305, taxes are probably going to be a little more, insurance is going to be a little more, so I raised, you know, that up. So basically, at 305, with your minimum down and a rate at 3.875, using $1,800 for taxes, $1,200 for homeowners insurance, bumping it up a little bit, your payment's going to run you right around $1,850.
$1,850 at 305, 3.5% down.
Yes.
That can be gifted.
Yes.
Versus, do you have the 280 numbers?
I do. Mm-hmm. So at 280, and I lowered the taxes to $1,500 and the insurance to $750, and it's still 3.875, same APR for 5.073, all in payment $1,667.83.
Call it $1,668.
Right.
So it's about, what is that, about $170?
Yeah, about $180, but look how much more house you're getting.
Exactly.
$35,000 more in house, basically.
Yeah, it's a big difference. Big difference all the way around.
Yeah, I don't think you could rent a $300,000 house for that price.
It'd be tough.
Right.
In Maricopa, you could.
You get a mansion. Down.
Avondale, Goodyear, El Mirage, Buckeye. That's where you go.
Yeah, but then you got to spend your extra. Well, and a lot of people, you know, because some of the businesses are actually going that far west.
Oh, no
because
doubt.
Because it's less expensive. So I had a gentleman right now. I just closed a 3,500-square-foot home, beautiful upgrades, on a large lot at 245 out in Maricopa. But that's where his trucking company is, so he's only 15 minutes from work.
Yeah. Exactly. There's so much going on out west, out south, all these connections just expanded
right.
So much. The point is, you know, if you're going to get in at 3.875 to leverage 305,000, 3.5% down that can be gifted, you know, 1850 is pretty attractive. And certainly
right.
The 280, 1668, very attractive. Okay, so we got 1 minute, Deanne. Where are we with conventional and investor rates?
Okay, conventional, 20% down at 280, good credit. Owner-occupied, we're at 4.125 with an APR of 4.317, all in 1289.70.
Oh, it's 12.9.
Yep, we haven't really come down, 5.125, APR 5.238, 1383.65.
There you go. Thanks, Deanne. Give her a
Thank
call.
You.
Talk all about the increased limits at 602-606-6728. Coming back, we got some more tips, getting your house ready to sell, investment opportunities, much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
The Internet's no longer neutral in the United States. By a 3-2 vote, the Federal Communications Commission has repealed the rule that will do good or bad depending on your view. Opponents say communications corporations say the rule threatened innovation. Opponents say repeal will let those corporations control what you see online and how you see it. The new Republican budget overhaul bill is done, much to the disapproval of Democrats like Nancy Pelosi.
The House and Senate Republicans met in secret to come up with a final GOP tax scam.
The compromise between the House and Senate bills lowers the top individual tax rate and still does away with the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. Texas Congressman Blake Farenthold says he is done with Washington, but not right now, when his term ends next year. But he also says he will pay back $84,000 in taxpayer money used to settle a 2014 sexual harassment suit. I'm Rich Johnson.
Arizona News Radio, it's still unclear when or if Arizona Senator John McCain will return to work after being hospitalized yesterday. His office releasing a statement saying he was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington for treatment of normal side effects of his cancer therapy. Phoenix City Council approving a $100,000 settlement after cops pulled over a suspect last year and forced him to eat marijuana to avoid arrest. The Reverend Jared Maupin says the monetary package also comes with a written apology to Edgar Castro for the way police treated him.
Well, the $100,000 is really symbolic, and I think Mr. Castro has said, as I have said, that it's only part of the justice equation.
One officer was demoted, the other four resigned. It turned out to be a hoax, but a bomb threat forced the evacuation of El Mirage Elementary School for 2 hours yesterday.
Out of an abundance of caution, we want to make sure that we go through and we check everything to ensure that there is no validity to the threat.
John Gilliland, Arizona News.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for this Thursday morning, we'll see sunny skies today with a high near 74, clear skies tonight and a low around 48, sunny and clear again tomorrow, 72 for the high and 50 for the low. That's been a look at your weather. I'm Lonnie King from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 60 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, we've got a whole lot more from the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can.
on groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
If you're looking to increase your business, Richmond Media Group is a leading publisher of a few of the most well-respected and best-read magazines in the city. There's a reason why over 90% of their advertisers have been advertising with them consistently for years. They produce results. No matter what kind of business you have, each of their magazines reach a captive audience and will drive in new business for you, too. So Scottsdale Magazine, Scottsdale Health Magazine, and Uptown Magazine, call now. Go with the best. 480-229-3122.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers. Hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. You missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows. Search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, of course. And it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
Hmm. You want to continue on why list your house in the wintertime?
I do, but you know what I'm going to do
first? Over the Christmas season?
I do, but I want to throw a plug out there. Did you guys happen to hear our new sponsor, our new ad for Preston Steakhouse? Taking clients there tomorrow night.
Really?
Going to have a nice, beautiful steak at Preston's. I got to say, if you have a special occasion, a large group, people coming into town, of which many of you do over the holidays, and you want the best steak in town, go to Preston's Grill, Northwest Corner, Pima, and Pinnacle Peak.
Northwest Corner.
Pima and Pinnacle Peak. Yep.
By the Mastro's.
On the other side of the street. Mastro's on the north side.
North.
On the east side.
Oh, say
sorry.
Northeast,
This is on the west side. Northwest corner.
Got it. I was going to say.
That's almost central Scottsdale now, isn't it? I mean, it's crazy when you think about that. A few years ago it was the air park and now it
5 minutes
keeps going.
North of the 101.
Basically. Yeah, there you go.
Go eat there and then go hike Pinnacle Peak.
Hey, I wanted to give you guys something real quick. My nephew just got Allstate in football in the state of Nebraska.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say Allstate Insurance because, no, they're a sponsor
they
of our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Fraley. Okay, go ahead.
His name is Chris, and he got a phone call from Scott Frost, the new head coach at the University of Nebraska, on Tuesday. And he and my brother, his parents, went and looked at the facility, and he signed last night. He's going to be playing Saturdays in Lincoln.
That's crazy.
Insane. I saw him play his last regular season game of the year. The guy's a horse. I mean, he's... I'm a little taller than he is, but he's going a deuce and a quarter. And, I mean, he would just...
Deuce and a quarter.
He left it all on the field. And, I mean, I could just tell the guy's a stud.
What
and
is he? Linebacker?
He got All-City for running back. He averaged 8 yards carry. And then he got All-State in the Super All-State at linebacker.
A 225-pound running back.
Yeah. But I just I want to say that he's such a good kid. Went to Little Pious High School in Lincoln, Nebraska, Catholic High School.
There you go. Well, for all you Husker fans out there, I know you can certainly use the recruits.
Oh, indeed. Well, Scott Frost, I hope, can help them turn the corner because they've had some problems, kind of like your Giants.
We want to turn the corner. There.
All right. Tell them we said congrats.
I sure will.
Congrats to the Elson brothers, and if he certainly needs to find a summer home or winter home here in the Phoenix area.
Yeah.
Once he cashes in that big NFL check.
You guys know I come to you for a lot of stuff.
I know. Good job, Chet.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
We were talking about reasons to buy during the holidays. Surprising reasons. One was less competition, which is a big deal here in Phoenix because we know come January a lot of homes are going on the market. What else we got there, Rick?
Well, what happens is a lot of people just take their homes off the market. They don't want to show them, so the inventory drops a little bit. But yet you got demand that's still pretty high, and everybody just assumes they're going to start doing something after the first of the year. We always see a spike in inventory and activity after the first of the year. But now, because of that, you have just inventory kind of sitting a little bit. It didn't sell before the holidays. So maybe there are some motivated sellers out there. We know there are motivated buyers.
If you were going to put your house on, this would be the general thinking. Over the holidays, over the Christmas holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you would think that they are motivated to sell.
You would think.
You would think. So that would be number two.
If I
less
keep
competition
my,
and motivated sellers.
If I'm going to put my house on the market over Christmas and New Year's, I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
That's what they're thinking.
You are going to endure showings of people through your holiday company and all that stuff. You definitely want to sell your house. Number three on the list, tax advantages. Well, there you go. Potentially by selling your home. This year, it could help you save. Depending on which state you're in and depending upon what your equity position is, but there may be a benefit tax-wise.
And greater accessibility to professionals. I don't know. We're always accessible. Elton Brothers, always accessible. Pick up the phone. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. We work over the holidays. Give us a call if you want to see some properties or list your property. But now is a great time to do that. Get it on the market. Get it going prior to the first of the year.
I mean, actually, that's a good point. Every day is the most important day in real estate. It doesn't matter if it's a holiday, weekend day, weekday. They're all just as equally as important. You can close on pretty much any time. We all treat them equally.
Right.
Yes. Rick just rolled his eyes. Okay.
I didn't roll my eyes. I don't roll my eyes.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I do.
All right. As long as you know. So that's the putting your home on the market, trying to find a deal, which may be there over Christmas idea. The other thing is, if you are going to do that, we got some tips you may want to consider.
How to get your house ready for the market?
How to get your house ready. Selling tips. Some of these you've heard before, but it bears repeating because you may have heard them before, but yet Rick and I go into houses on a weekly basis and they apparently have not gotten the memo.
I'll tell you some of the top reasons, the top complaints where buyers will put on, Showtime, a feedback system that we have. Clutter, too much clutter, can't see the house, can't feel the house. They walk in, they can't picture their stuff because there's too much other stuff, your stuff. Number two, odor.
That was the biggest.
Odor?
Yes. I've been hearing that people are very sensitive.
Anywhere from smoke to cooking to mothballs.
To cats. To dogs.
Yeah.
To pick your pet.
Odor is the first thing that hits people when they walk in the front door. They get waft. And they get a waft of mothball. If you get that, it's immediately a negative. And you know what the best thing to do for that is? Get your vents cleaned. It happened to me. I had a house that had a listing. I was getting some complaints. We got the, I called up Boss Services. We'll give them a plug. They're not even a sponsor, but I'll give them a plug. Call them up, get your vents cleaned, and the smell went away. It smelled fresh, good to go. Clutter, cleanliness, odor.
Yeah. There is something to that holiday cookie kind of baking thing.
Yeah. Latte, apple cider, that type of thing. Cinnamon.
You know, if cinnamon, your house smells good, it's going to want to make people hang out longer. Maybe even sit down and chat about it. So the longer they're in the house.
I'll tell you what turns buyers on. Cleanliness. I tell it to you, I'm blue in the face. If you walk into a bathroom and you see a ring around the tub, I will tell you that buyers get turned off. Soap scum, grout, all the little things that you hate as a seller. A lot of sellers say, well, it's not a brand new house. Doesn't matter. I don't care.
The little stuff you got to take care of. Because if you don't take care of the little stuff, what does that say about you and your house? That means, obviously, the big stuff is bad, too. The stuff that you can't see.
You know what sellers think? People don't look in cabinets. What do you think they're doing when you're not around? They look under the sinks. They look to see what kind of damage there is. They look under kitchen sinks, bathroom sinks. They look in... If you pull your curtain to a tub because it's dirty, guess what? They're pulling the curtain back.
You know what happens all the time? People see a stain in the ceiling. Now, the stain is 35 years old, but it's as though it's happening today.
And it needs a new roof. And they believe that it's $15,000 worth of a repair.
Take care of that stuff. If it's not an issue, don't make it one. Real simple. All right, we'll be back with more of this stuff. Got a little listings update. A special corporate relo, deals of the week, much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking. Down the
road, you find another sweet Epico
fan. Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse, you got to sell your house. You bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it, we are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net.
If you want to call in the show, we got 15 minutes, 602-277-5369. Give us a call. Talk about, anything. Christmas, anything. Real estate, Rudolph. Yeah. Are you going to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this year? I mean, really, you're clicking along the channels and you come across that Rudolph.
Or the Grinch. I watched, actually, the other night, I'm in the middle of a heated basketball game. You come across the Grinch, 2 minutes in, I said, screw the basketball game, I watched the Grinch.
It's like addicting. You gotta,
well,
you
it brings you back to those, you does. Guys were back where, when it snowed and Christmas was
I
all about
I must confess, this. I haven't seen Rudolph in probably 25 years. But anyway, wow. That's a whole other thing. A huge thing happened in my house this past week.
Really?
This is enormous news. We are off cable.
No.
We are off cable.
Wow.
We are now going with a streaming service full time called Hulu.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with
it. Is that Apple TV?
It's not Apple TV, but it is connected to like Amazon Prime and all these things.
Really?
And you can watch network.
But how do you get news channels and how do you?
You get it all. But guess what? It's 30% less than cable.
Yeah, it's like $8 a month or something.
Or a little more than that.
But I'm saying,
how do you get your internet?
What do you mean my internet? My internet is through an internet provider.
Yeah, you have to have internet in order to get Hulu.
Yes. Whoever it is.
Because I know the other day you had a meltdown because of your internet.
That was my email. It was a problem, you see. It was a problem with the email. I had to call Apple. I was on the phone. They were so nice, too. Apple really, I got to give a shout out to them. 3 days on the phone with Apple fixing my email. But anyway.
Wow.
But it's just big because we've been researching this, you know,
how to
jump off cable and get into streaming, and we finally did it.
I'll tell you what.
You like it?
Some of the great old shows from the 80s on Hulu, like Crime Story.
Yes.
And they're trying to get my old show on there, Rags to Riches.
What about Adam 12?
Of course.
Emergency.
Dragnet.
Yeah. No, there's actually a documentary channel. It's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
These little things that you never really, we've been watching the show Suits. I'd never heard of before.
You ever Speed Racer?
I do. Ultraman.
Ultraman. Speed Racer.
That's our era.
Boy, they remember that home box office. Yep. Back with the little clicker, the box we had.
Yeah.
Back in Pennsylvania, 1970.
They used to play the same movie like 40 times a month.
The Cowboys.
Actually, it's just called Cowboys.
Right. Cowboys. The Cowboys. The University of Ohio State. What is it? The Ohio State.
All right.
So anyway.
Short sales, real quick.
Yeah.
There's a couple listings, Rick. We'll bring everybody. We don't have a lot of time. We've been killing time. Winfield, we have a short sale, which was $489. Now it's $445. This is a guard-gated community with, you know, incredible amenities, tennis, pool, spa, you know, great jogging paths up in North Scottsdale. It's 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, plus a den, almost 2,300 square feet, very private lot. We're at $445 on that one.
I got 3 listings I want to talk about right in a row. North Scottsdale, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,026 square feet, built in 95, extended patio. It has an 11,000-square-foot lot. One of the most amazing properties for the money in North Scottsdale in Costa Verde. It's $560,000 on a single level, 3-car garage. Beautiful, beautiful property for $560. How about in Aviano? I just put this house on the market. 7-bedroom, 6.5 baths, 7,350 square feet, built in 05, has a full out basement, theater, game room. The main level has gone with the wind style staircasing. It's that huge, huge Mirador plan in Aviano. It's got a pool, spa, upgrades for miles, $1,279,000 for 7,300 square feet.
It's only $174 a foot in North Scottsdale, Aviano, which, you know, we haven't talked about Aviano, but, community tennis, community fitness,
right.
You know, all the amenities that go with that.
Aviano's huge. Thirdly, I got this property, 7,215 square feet. It is at the corner of 100th Street and Cactus. It is for the business, really the best and highest use for this particular property is assisted living, sober living. any type of rehabilitation center. It's a single level, 7,200 square foot home, 10 bedrooms, 6 baths, 7 baths, pool, 1.77 acres. It's splittable and it is amazing property for 1.895. But if you are in the assisted living business of any kind, this is the property for you. I also have a lot for sale. It is in Fountain Hills in Fire Rock. And it is 0.95 acres of hillside, beautiful, beautiful living on a custom lot for $275. Whew. What else you got?
Well, you know, that's a lot. That's a big act to follow. That is a beautiful lot there in Fire Rock. And, that house on 100th Street in Cactus, you know, even if you're a developer, it is a splittable lot. It's one of the most beautiful lots, great mountain views. So worth taking a look at just to see if it fits what you guys would want to do. Again, 1.895 on that. We have some corporate relocation. We do a lot of corporate relos at Arizona Best. And so typically, you know, this is a situation where, you know, the corporation is selling the home. They make a deal with the seller, then the corporation's selling the home. And so that's who we deal with. And they typically want to get these properties moved.
Well, here's one. How about Scottsdale? 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1879 square feet, built in 95 for $431 a square foot. That's a good corporate relo, a great location.
Yeah, these are all corporate relos from across the valley because, you know, people are moving to all different places. But how about this one right here? Let's see. What do we got? How about Phoenix? 4 bedroom, 2 bath, 3 car garage, built in 09. It's just on the market. They were at 238. They've already reduced it to 235. 235, it's almost 1,800 square feet, 4 bedroom, 2 bath. That would be a good, interesting rental property, too.
How about Peoria? Talk about a great rental. This one's 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and 2,600 square feet, built in 2017. Was 409, reduced to 396. $396,500. What a great, that's a great size property.
How about this in Chandler, Rick? This, seriously, look at this. 4 bedroom, 2.5 bath. With a pool, 2-car garage, almost 2,200 square feet. It was 287. Now it's 279.9. Corporate relo in Chandler.
Well, I'll do another one. How about Glendale? 5 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 3,000 square feet, built in 91. It was 420, reduced to 399, $131 a foot. 399. You can tell the corporation's getting a little bit motivated here. They want this property gone. They want their employee out of here and into the new digs. So that is a good price in Glendale.
So how about this one in Tempe? Now this would fall under the new guidelines that Deanne just gave us for, you know, FHA, which is now 3051. This property was 307, now 3025 in Tempe. 4 bedroom, 2 bath, almost 2,000 square feet. So that's a perfect one. Let's say you can co-sign with your son or daughter, potentially. FHA, they could go FHA financing, 3.5% down. That qualifies now at 302. So that is an interesting play for that. We also, if you're out there and about, we have investors who are looking for single-level, 3 or 4 bedroom type homes on good lots in the 200,000 to 300,000 range. If you have anything like that, you're considering putting it on the market, we'd love to chat with you, 480-451-3318. Obviously, any home going on the market. We have flexible fees. Radio show, been doing this 35-plus years. Happy to talk about and advertise your home on the air and meet with you at your convenience and just talk about some of the things that we do that separate us from the rest of the pack.
Also, if you want to hold on to your property, say you want to move out of state or you're being relocated, but you want to hang on to your property and become a landlord, now is a great time to do that. Rents are so high. I cannot believe how high rents are. The average 3-bedroom apartment right now is $1,300 a month. 2 bedrooms are $1,150 to $1,250. This is pretty much of an average. So right now is a great time to become a landlord, to get investment properties, get out, buy investments. Also, what we're doing a lot of right now is 1031 exchanges, where a lot of people have owned the same rental property for over 15, 20, 30 years. And they're all depreciated out, and now they want to, if they sell it, they're going to take a capital gain hit. So why not 1031 exchange it into another property and start over?
Defer the tax.
Defer the tax. So we are doing a lot of that right now.
It's interesting. You had mentioned, you were talking about, you know, people holding on to their homes, Rick. Think about the interest rate that you have to leverage that real estate that you own right now. You're probably at 4 or better. You're probably at 4 or better. It makes a great case for holding on to the property.
It does.
If you can. Because you're in, you've got great financing on it, and it'll probably cash flow.
It would hurt to sell it anyway. Can you imagine selling a property at 3 7/8, 3.5? I mean, you gotta figure out a way, cause that financing is gone. It'd be great to be able to rent it out, become a landlord, think of all the tax deduction, think about, you know, the appreciation.
And just where you're at. And we can certainly give you a little market analysis and kind of go over all the numbers with you and see if it makes sense to either hang on to it, or again, if you want to sell it, obviously people have to sell sometimes, and that's fine too. We can talk about either one.
But take advantage of the high rents right now. I can't believe, I mean, even out in Surprise, 1,400 square feet, $1,250 bucks a month.
How about Sun City? We have a rental right now. Actually, we haven't talked about it. It's a 1,700 square foot house. We're renting it for $1,400 a month.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Get out there. Buy rental properties.
I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill. Go check those places out. Our man behind the glass, Chet. And of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience, sold hundreds of homes all across the valley. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Thursday, 11 a.m. right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, KFNX.